Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, underwear talk plus Ali Breen and sexy time. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, my internet connection, chick, is not fast.
How slow is it?
Well, let me tell you something. When I go to send an email, when I push send, I see a guy run out of my building with a file under his arm.
That's right.
And if there's a JPEG picture attached, he's wearing a knapsack.
Yeah, that's baby. Right. Yeah. Wow, that's slow.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thank you for being here with us. Tom, we've learned a lot so far, particularly about underwear.
Mm-hmm.
What color are the underwear you're wearing right now?
Black.
Ah! Are you exclusively black?
Yeah, I have one brand I like and I wear them.
Yes.
I just jettisoned about half of them.
Huh. Why?
Holes in them? Did you blow holes in
some
them?
Some bad meatloaf?
Yeah.
No, it's actually, the honest truth is, they've changed the way they sew them.
Oh, really?
And there was a seam at the small of your back, and it the way they used to sew them, and there, it was like, it was heavy.
Ooh.
And it would...
Dig into your back?
Irritating you? Oh, boy.
I guess someone must have written them a letter because they've gotten rid of it. So I tossed the old ones and
nice. They should probably redo them every 18 months, 2 years anyway.
Why? They don't get holy or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're Ace, and Ace, of course, famous for the flatulence.
No.
Eating.
I just noticed my underwear matches my scarf today.
Ooh, oh, her scarf is a cheetah print.
I did not do that.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, aren't you famous for when you get, this won't happen now that you're married, but when you would date, when you got a new man, you would throw out all the old panties.
All new underwear.
And get all new. Oh, that's hot.
Absolutely.
Good job. Waste of those. Let money.
No, I'm with
no.
her.
No.
No.
She should have sold them.
Yeah, you should have sold the old ones.
Ladies, sell your panties.
You're right, Pat. Wipe it clean.
Move on. Maybe, you know, Josh, maybe you should become a panties agent.
I would like to. I've tried to talk people into doing
create a business where you'd be the middleman.
Yes.
You could probably do this.
I've offered to be an agent for like girls to have their own OnlyFans. I go, look, I get half, but I will be the one to message all the dudes. I'll pretend I'm you.
Oh.
And you would do
you
that?
Won't have to do anything.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd hire out.
Allie Breen joins us.
Oh, there we go. There she is. I'm sorry.
Allie, can I operate your OnlyFans page and get 50% of what you make?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. New Year's resolution. Get on OnlyFans and make some money.
Send me some feet pics. I'll post them. I'll deal with the creeps.
Now, Allie, you're in New York and you live there. Are there any of your friends that are comedians that are on OnlyFans?
I know of one for sure, because she's very open about it. I'd imagine there might be a few more.
There are some guys. I mean, I know our friends Mark Normand and Joe List are on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but they just for their podcast. Does your friend make a lot of money doing it?
She just was on like the podcast circuit saying she made $1 million in 2 years.
Man.
Whoa, yeah. Ridiculous.
What does she put up there? What kind of pictures?
I have no idea. I don't know her that well, and I've never.
You know something? I don't know her, but I have an idea.
I wonder if she
made $1 million. She probably has a has a camera that has a fisheye lens that can be inserted.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's not what every comedian. It's not just her doing crowd work, is it?
Unless it's like that sub dom thing where the crowd work is just filthy and insulting.
Right.
Wow.
Crazy, right? It really makes you think about whether you should be on there.
Yeah.
Now I think you'd kill it.
You would kill it.
The foot thing is really surprising that more people... I don't know how to do the foot thing. I would put my feet everywhere. I could care less if people want to worship feet. It's the rest
Allie,
of
Allie, we're sitting on thousands a month.
Yeah.
Just Josh, you let me know.
Josh is my new agent. Although you just told everyone it was going to be you messaging instead. Maybe that's part of the allure.
No, they want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But...
They're not going to know.
But it's still your feet, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would think.
No. Yeah, you can't push Josh's feet onto you. They aren't going to.
These are Allie's. I swear.
Hey, little piggy. Hey, fellas. I call this one Fungus Man.
My feet are lovely. I can look. Regular pedicures.
He's yellow and crusty.
No, they're not.
Do you want to apply the medicine with a Q-tip, boys?
I have terrific feet. I'll be proud to post them now if you want.
All right.
Let's do it.
You know something? I'm Josh. Maybe we should become a little business and we behind the scenes become agents for various people.
Dude, I'm telling you, if we can recruit Allie, Christy, Alsman.
My feet pictures are already on some website.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I think we all are.
So I got, here's whose feet we need. We got the beautiful Allie Breen, the beautiful Christy Lee, the beautiful Jessica Alsman, and Haywood Banks.
Yes.
One of these is not like the other.
You know, with Haywood, you never know.
Good point.
Haywood's the kind of guy that he could have gorgeous feet, and he's been hiding them all these years.
Goes and gets pedicures.
I do. I bet Drew Hastings gets pedicures.
I do, too, yeah.
Oh, you do, too, Pat?
Yeah, I like it.
We got to go together.
We should go.
Sit in the massage chairs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun.
Chat.
Spill the
you
tea.
You can make a business out of that, too. You can do a get ready with me while everyone goes and, you know, videotapes you getting pedicures before you show off your feet to the sex world.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why would you want to get a pedicure with a buddy?
It's fun. Instead of just, I don't have to look at my phone. I can actually just chat with him. And
don't you just like to sit there in the quiet and enjoy her rubbing your feet?
That could be fun, too. Godwin's got great stories.
Yeah, so, we do have together.
We have a good rapport. But, Allie, you let me know on this, all right?
Yeah,
I'm texting you later today.
Okay.
Perfect.
She thinks
it's
I'm joking.
It's going to be a business.
Allie Breen is our guest. Allie is a very fine comedian, and she is the hostess of a show we call Sexy Time. People write letters about their love troubles. We try to solve them. Never once have we
been successful.
Yep. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I'm dating a guy who has a vasectomy, so he literally never wants to use condoms. That means he absolutely doesn't use condoms with anyone else, and we're not exclusive, so I actually want to use them more. He's laughing at me and he says STDs are a thing of the past. Is it a red flag I have to fight him on this?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah.
They're not a thing of the past.
They are not a thing of the past. If you want him to wear, he should be wearing one.
Absolutely.
Unless he's not circumcised, that's nature's condom. From what I understand.
More bad advice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was just reading an article about the huge increase. Although I'm very upset that now they're calling them STIs.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when they change stuff.
Infection instead of disease?
Yeah. Technically, that is not a disease.
It's an infection.
It's like the brontosaurus doesn't exist. I hate all these changes. Come on.
Nothing's consistent but change.
Hey, exactly. Nothing's better than old school gonorrhea, babe.
Yeah. They've gotten like supersized, haven't they? Now they have like super gonorrhea. And
yes.
Really? Like, they've gone crazy.
I'll take the soup.
Super gonorrhea. I'll take the soup. That was almost missed there, Jeffrey.
That's a great joke.
Yeah, that's yikes. That's pretty scary. Good luck. Good luck out there.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
He may be clean.
That response.
He may be clean.
He may be.
Watch,
now.
Prove your point. You go get an STI and then give it to him. Like, see, you wouldn't have got it if you just would have wore a condom.
Listen to me. That's an insane answer that will absolutely work.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love Jess so much. I thought she was going to say prove it and go get an STI test, but nope.
No.
Yeah. That's
so much better.
That will work. That will be effective.
Can you go to the drug start to ask for one? I had like an STD. Do you have anything?
Nothing permanent.
Yeah.
Schmeg in a can to give him or something. Ugh.
Schmeg in a can.
Okay.
And move on. All right. I think we've done our
work. Dear Allie, I was having an affair with a married man and he got caught. He got kicked out of his house and he now wants to stay with me while he tries to work it out with his wife. That's crazy, right? I love him and I still like seeing him, but staying with me puts me right in the middle of his whole divorce, doesn't it?
I think maybe banging him puts you in the middle of his whole divorce.
What are you talking about? Isn't this how it works? If he gets caught, he lives with you now.
No.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Both guilty.
Yeah.
Now he's married to you.
Yes.
Or his other side whore.
But he wants to stay married.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, no joke.
He's got his
money. So what does he want to do? Keep his house, car, and stuff? See his kids again? What the hell's wrong with this guy? You mean he likes his stuff?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's going to go over well with the wife. Oh, by the way, I'm staying with my mistress while we work this out.
Yeah, don't tell her.
Yeah, she's going to kill her.
Like, no, you can stay with me. I'll let her know to forward all your mail here during this time while you're working.
No. He lives with you, ma'am. This is your fault.
Your responsibility.
I went to Daddy's new place. Wow, it's really weird because the lady there looks just like you, only younger and thinner.
Oh. Boy, Whoa. You know what? You know, kids have accidentally said things like that, not knowing what they're doing.
Oh my god! Yeah, kids are the worst roasters without even knowing it.
Daddy's work friend is real pretty, Mom.
It's gorgeous.
Sorry,
he calls her his work wife.
You know, one time I did not know, I had no idea that my buddy was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, we worked together, and his wife called.
Josh.
And I said, and I go, just a second, he's on the other line with his girlfriend.
Oh!
Just making a joke, because I knew her, too. And
right. Uh-huh.
And little did I know that, like, she had just found out about an affair.
Oh.
And I was... I got him in so much trouble inadvertently.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Whoa.
I was like, dude, you got to let me know when things are.
He goes, why should I? I didn't know you were going to say something like that.
No, I had a friend do the same thing, told his lady that he was hanging out with me.
No.
And forgot to tell me.
Yeah.
And so she called me looking for him. I'm like, I haven't talked to him in like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And ended up getting him in a ton of trouble.
Right.
Because I'm like, no, you have to let me in on the lie.
I felt legit so bad.
No, but you don't want to be part of that lie.
No. Right. You don't. No. But at the same, you also, it was like, oh,
you
man,
don't want to be part of getting caught.
Yeah.
No.
I still feel bad about that joke.
No, that was you didn't cheat, Josh. It's not your fault.
I know.
So when's the last time you saw Joe Edison?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have used his name. I'm sorry.
Allie Breen is our guest. The show is Sexy Time. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend keeps leaving things at my house, like sweatshirts, shampoo, toiletries, things she doesn't want to keep bringing over. But I feel like she's slowly moving in and it's making me anxious. Mm-hmm. It's making me want her to stay over less. Mm-hmm. Can I tell her that and just start staying at her house more?
Mm. Oh, boy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Does he have other girls coming over?
But she's not going to take it well.
And maybe he just likes the real estate in his bathroom not to be occupied by 40 different kinds of shampoo.
Or the other girls come in and go, hey, whose is this?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know, but it makes your smell nice down there. Why don't you try some? here's a no pest strip.
Wow.
Sorry.
A no pest strip.
Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
This is tough. You need to do some thinking if you really like this girl.
Yeah,
or not.
I mean, what's so what? She'll use a toothbrush. Yeah. Maybe she.
You may not like her all that much. I mean, I also get, as a guy who's very somewhat of a commitment phobe, mm-hmm. I get just feeling pressure when it's undue. Even there may not be other women. He may just go, "Hey, this is my house. I'm not." But
yeah,
you got to really think if you like her. So
certain things should just
that's pretty
there,
minor
though.
Stuff.
Yeah, it sounds minor. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you going to say, Halsey? What should be there?
Like toothbrushes and stuff, because if you're hanging out and going to dinner and you're going to make out and stuff, like, wouldn't she want her own toothbrush?
Exactly.
Which I have shared a toothbrush with my boyfriend before, like back in the day when we were in college, or I was in college.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Because you're like, oh, I need a toothbrush, whatever.
Maybe try the more of a comedic route.
Oh.
Like where she puts her toothbrush, put an enema bag in there.
Oh.
She'll put a bunch of like weird stuff, weird personal things in there.
Yes.
All around the stuff she's leaving. Yeah, just disgusting stuff around it.
Yeah. See what happens. I'm not sure. What else could you put in there that she'd find really odd?
And I had a girl. She was so hypocritical, though. She would leave things like hairbrushes and hair at my house. And mm-hmm. she got so mad when I left something at her apartment. Granted, it was an upper decker, but still, I don't know why she was so mad. I was like, this isn't fair.
Okay, Allie, sexy time continues. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my new boyfriend wants me to erase everything I have on social media of me and my ex. Is this a huge red flag or is it reasonable?
I don't think it's reasonable at all. I say it's a red flag.
I agree. Yeah. Like First of all, who has the time to do that?
Yeah,
A.
Yeah.
And B, you're not looking at it. Who cares?
And if he's jealous now, he will be that way forever.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yep.
It's in the past.
Erase it.
Yeah.
Oh, Pat.
Really?
I don't want to see it.
Oh, boy.
I'm jealous. I admitted. Erase it.
Pat, insecure? No.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah,
I guess it depends on how lovey-dovey they are. Like, if they're super lovey-dovey, maybe get rid of some of those ones. But all of them sounds crazy.
And she should do it on her own. If she really wants to, she'll do it on her own.
Right.
The guy has no business.
Yeah, but this is just the start. Next thing, he's going to want her to delete all her sex videos with her exes off her phone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just all her dick pics.
Stop talking to her children.
Yeah.
You're all mine.
We got time for one more, Allie.
Dear Allie, I'm a 30-year-old female starting to think my husband's best friend, John, has a crush on him. They've
on
been
him?
Hunting buddies for years.
Oh.
On him.
Oh, yeah.
They've been hunting buddies for years.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds very Brokeback Mountain. And is now newly divorced. John was over at our house for a party on New Year's Eve, and he was acting very affectionate towards my husband, calling him little bugger and cutie.
Ooh.
And was overly concerned with his whereabouts all night. My husband took his shirt off to change, and John called him a bear. At one point, John called him an angry elf And I realized my husband has called me that a few times over the last few days, which creeped me out.
Uh-oh.
Then when my husband fell asleep before midnight, John went and checked on him and said how adorable he was. What is going on here? Is this weird or am I being
sodomy
paranoid?
Is the answer you're looking for.
That is very weird.
If he's using the same term of affection about you, as boy.
Well, it sounds like
but
at least...
But her husband's not using it back.
Right, that's at least the thing. Friend... The man, oh man, the friend may really have, because, you know, if I call Godwin a cutie right now, most people go, oh, yeah, clearly he's joking around. But if I do it 12 times this morning, people are going to go, you may not be joking.
And brush his hair back delicately, like, oh, how cute is your hair? That is weird.
So, so now, what exactly is the question, though? Is she
how concerned should she be, I guess?
Yeah, how concerned if she should probably try to cut them off or something, I guess. I just like angry elf as a term of affection.
Yeah.
In her husband's defense, I accidentally dated a guy for 6 months, but I didn't know we were dating. I thought we were just friends.
Wait a minute.
And then,
wait a minute.
No, like I met a guy at work and he wanted to hang out and he was a cool dude and we hung out and we'd go do stuff. And then like 6 months in,
you found out
he like tried to kiss me and I was like, oh no. Oh. And he goes, well, we have a thing. And I was like, no, we're just friends. Like, I had no idea.
How old
and then
you?
I knew what every woman I had done that to felt like. I was like, oh, this is weird. No wonder they hate it.
How old were you?
Oh, like 26.
Wow. That's a good time to experiment.
Yeah. So there was no experimenting. I just, his name was Wade. He was a hairdresser. That probably shouldn't tip me off. But, yeah, I had no idea. I was
really?
Yeah. And that's he goes, amazing. Oh, I thought we were a couple.
Was he he was just baffled? He was as baffled as you were?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you ask him why it took him 6 months to make a move? That's a long time.
Maybe he was waiting on me to make a move. I don't know. But
I thought like rules and codes and like Judy Garland albums.
I mean, he would compliment me, but I...
Huh.
You know, I...
Isn't there a handbook telling you...
Hey, I'm just... It was very baffling.
And how dare you try to kiss me during our weekly Sex in the City marathon?
If you knew how close you were. Yeah. I think it was 6 feet under. But
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.